It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Rain and 36. Winter weather advisory goes into effect tonight at 10. Continues until 4 on Sunday. Rain, snow, sleet, wind. Not great. Clearing out Sunday night. And then looks like another batch of weather in midweek. Let's go outdoors right now. Steve Kearney. Steve Kearney Outdoors. This is a tough stretch for sure. Just not a lot to do in the outdoors.
No, Steve, we're suffering through this. It's just about to hit up in Lakes Country up here right now. We got snow and sleet coming through. And, yeah, the temperatures don't look very good for like 10, 14 days. And that's kind of unfortunate. We want the lakes to, you know, bust the ice and get things warming, but I think it's going to be delayed. And, you know, what do? You just got to put up with it.
Yeah, and really the only thing you can do is dream of open water and warmer temps and kind of getting everything ready. And electronics, I know you've talked about this over the years. When you go out and buy the latest and greatest, spend some time, get to know this, or it can be extremely frustrating out on the water, right, Steve?
Yep, you got that, Steve. I was on Big Stone Traverse a couple days ago. That ice is left there, and those lakes are open right now. And, you know, the walleye season does not close on those border waters. And I spent most of my time playing with my electronics, trying to get them fine-tuned and checking my side imaging, trying to learn that and get the settings right. And I didn't catch a fish in 3 hours, which is, you know, very typical for, you know, this time of the year. The water temperature was 41. There's just nothing going on. But, you know, give it a couple of weeks. It'll happen. We just need to get some warmth, get those water temperatures up in the 50s, and fishing will, you know, get a lot better. So, you know, that's just the way it goes. That's what March is. And, you know, April will just get better. And then May and on those two bodies of water will be awesome. It always is.
Yeah, and we're going to get into that mode where the, you know, countdown to the opener is going to be. And once again, when you get these bad weather stretches and you really don't want to venture outside, good time to be in the garage or and make sure all your gear is in order. I mean, this downtime can be beneficial, and make sure you've got everything ready to go.
Yeah, you know, now's the time to get your reels, you know, re-spooled and, you know, getting things organized in the boat, get your batteries charged and get things going. It'll happen. You know, I think things, you know, right now are pretty much normal. Ice out, I think, throughout, you know, Minnesota is going to be pretty much normal. A lot of lakes have opened up in southern Minnesota, a little bit in the southwest, and, you know, that'll continue to happen. So I think we're about where we should be, but lake levels, sloughs, you know, potholes are so low. We need rain. I mean, I saw this stuff coming in tonight, and it looks like a lot of rain, a lot of sleet. Bring it on. We really need it. The lakes are, you know, a good foot below where they should be. Sloughs are almost mud. We need precipitation bad, and we haven't had a really good, you know, snowpack. So, you know, relying on the rain. So we need it. Bring it on, and, you know, I hope we get a ton. I do.
All right, Steve, we'll do it again in a week. Talk to you then.
Hey, sounds good, Steve. You take care.
There he is, Steve Kearney. Steve Kearney Outdoors. Lindsey Brown is our producer. Lindsey, what about this weather? What are we going to do? We can't golf.
Oh, we can golf, Steve. You got some rain gloves. You got a cover for the bag.
Oh, no way.
Oh, see, I can do rain, but I can't do rain and cold. I was a high school golfer in the great state of Minnesota about a decade ago, and we had some very interesting rounds.
You and me both. Mine was not a decade ago. Mine was decades ago when I played high school golf. We played a match over at Midland Hills.
Great
course. Right
here
on 280. Really love Midland Hills. Probably 33 degrees, windy, and there were snowflakes in the air.
I have also played that, not at Midland Hills, but at Bunker Hills. Lots of hills here, no mountains. But I think it was a practice round for the state golf championship. We went pretty much every year. And so that in March is normal to me. That in May/June, not so much.
Yeah, no. That is a bad deal if you're going to play golf in the spring. But you know what? I'm not getting anywhere near the club. As a matter of fact, I saw a guy in the park hitting balls, and I know you're not supposed to do it, but I wasn't going to say anything to him. But in a park not far away from where I live, and I'm thinking to myself, it's good stuff. But it wasn't raining yet. I'm not doing that.
As long as it's a 53 or a 60 wedge, right? We're going to be just fine. As long as we're not taking full rippers.
Yeah, he didn't have the driver out. All right, Lindsey, great work today as always. Twins, not so great. They're 0-2 out of the gate. They'll try and play tomorrow in St. Louis. Rain in the forecast. By the way, Corzo at 10, inside Twins at noon. We'll keep our fingers crossed that they're able to get it in tomorrow. Once again, a big thanks to Lindsey Brown. Big thanks to you for tuning in. Rain, snow, sleet, real mixed bag. Winter weather advisory tonight through tomorrow afternoon. Take care. Drive safe. Here at News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.